谢谢青年诗班啊，献唱优美的诗歌，颂赞荣耀天上的神。
We thank the youth choir offering such a beautiful voice to praise our heavenly Father above.
奉主耶稣圣名，见证耶稣救人的福音。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify the gospel of salvation.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹及朋友亲戚，大家平安。
Good evening and peace to all the brothers and sisters, our family and friends.
好，再次欢迎我们。波马来参加第三个晚上的布道聚会。
Once again, we welcome you and thank you for taking the time to join us.
从前两个晚上，小弟跟大家分享有关怎么平息人生风浪。
And previous two nights, I shared with everyone how to calm the storms of your life.
我们谈到说要面对。
We talked about how to face the troubles.
要求告。
And how to ask the Lord.
要接纳。
How to accept.
面对我们的问题。
And how to face our problems,
求告耶稣基督,
we have to ask the Lord for help.
接纳他成我们人生的救主,
and we have to accept him to be the salvation of our life.
昨天晚上我们分享到要怎么样才能得着富足的人生。
Last night we talked about how to obtain a fulfilling life.
我们谈到要看清, 要觉知, 要及时, 看清啊。什么是富足的人生?
We first need to see clearly what is a fulfilling life.
在今生与永生的关系之间。
And its relation between current life and the life to come.
我们要怎么得着真正的富足?
And so how can we obtain that fulfillment?
我们也谈到要觉知。
And we also talked about how to realize.
得着真正永恒的富足必须要付出代价。
And in order to obtain the everlasting life, we first have to pay a price.
当然那个进入永生的代价主耶稣早已替我们还清了。
Of course, that price to obtain the eternal life has already been paid by Lord Jesus.
但是必须要我们每一个人愿意跟随，愿意付出我们这个愿意亲近神的这个心。
However, each one of us needs to have the heart of drawing closer to God.
撇下我们外在的附加价值以及内在的人生主导权。
And we have to completely give up our total authority of over our life.
我们也谈到要及时。
And we also talked about how to do it just in time.
那个永恒的富足必须在今生就要做决定。
The everlasting life, the decision relies on this moment.
这是前两个晚上跟我们家的朋友所分享的两个信息的主题。
And these are the two main messages that we share with everyone for the two nights.
那晚上小弟想进一步跟大家来谈一谈要怎么建立一个正确的信仰。
Then for tonight, I'd like to share with everyone how to establish a correct faith.
在这个世界上有许多的宗教。
In this life, we see many different kinds of faiths.
每个宗教都深信它能够带人进到永恒里头。
And each religion believe that they can lead people into salvation.
就算基督信仰。
Even within the Christianities.
有那么多的这个教派跟教会。
There are still many different types of churches and denominations.
是不是每一个教会都能够让我们进到永恒里头?
So can every church lead us into everlasting life?
都能够让人得救?
Can each church give salvation?
每个宗教每个教会都宣称它是唯一的，它才是真它才是真的。
Every church, every denomination proclaim that they are the one and only.
那我们怎么去判别?
So how do we discern the right from wrong?
当我们想要进一步的进到那个永恒的富足里面。
If we want to enter into the wealth of everlasting life.
面对着这个形形色色、各式各样的宗教跟教派，我们要怎么做一个判断跟选择?
So once we are presented with different kinds of options of different truth and religions, how do we make our decisions?
这是今天晚上小弟想跟大家分享的主题。
And that's a topic I'd like to share with everyone this evening.
我们来看圣经。
Let us turn to the Bible verse.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
希伯来书二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
二章三节
Chapter 2, verse 3.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。第四节
4.
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。哦，在这里谈到哦这个救恩的可贵。
Here it talks about how precious the salvation is.
哦，以及它的由来。
And how it came about.
哦，救恩啊，是耶稣基督所创立的。
Salvation was given by Jesus Christ.
哦，所以这里说啊，哦是耶稣基督所讲。
And here it says that it's given by announced by the Lord.
哦，然后再来啊，就是借着神啊的神迹奇事百般异能来证明。
Then it was testified by signs, wonders, and various miracles.
哦，再加上圣灵亲自啊。来做见证。
In addition to that, the gift of the Holy Spirit to testify.
所以换句话说，
And so in other words,
得救的条件，
The condition of the salvation.
得救的教会，
A church that has the true salvation.
必须要具备这三点。
Must have these three basic criteria.
就是耶稣基督的真理。
First is the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是再来这个神的能力。
Second is the power of God.
哦，再来神的圣灵。
Then the Holy Spirit of God.
哦，具备这三样条件。
It must have these three basic criteria.
哦，才是啊耶稣基督的救恩哦。
Then it considered to be the true church of God.
才是耶稣基督的教会。
Then this is the church of Christ.
才能够让我们进到永恒。
Then it will lead us into salvation.
才让我们能够得到哦这个。永生。
Only such a church can give us everlasting life.
哦，所以这三点。
So these three points I just shared.
哦，是我们判断哦真宗教、真教会啊的这个要素。
And are the three main points when it comes to discerning the true church from the wrong church.
哦，我们一项一项来做一个思考跟分享。
And I want to take each point one by one for sharing.
首先呢，谈到这个真理哦。
First, let's talk about the truth.
什么是真理？
So what is the truth?
哦，这个问题很好。
This is a good question.
啊，主耶稣啊，在当日哦啊，曾经啊也被问过。
Lord Jesus even himself was asked such a question.
但是审判耶稣的这个审判官罗马巡抚比拉多啊，就问他。
And so the Roman governor Pilate asked him.
什么是真理？
What is the truth?
哦，耶稣告诉对方啊，他是为真理来做见证。
Lord Jesus answered, He is here to testify for the truth.
我们来看约翰福音哦。
Let's turn to the book of John.
十八章。
Chapter 18.
十八章我们看37节。
Verse
37. 37节比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。三十八节。
38。
比拉多说：“真理是什么？”啊，这里记载着哦，主耶稣他告诉比拉多啊，他是为真理来做见证。
And here records that Jesus told Pilate that he was here to testify to the truth.
啊，因为他本身就是真理呀。
Because he himself is the truth.
好，我们来看。啊，同样在约翰福音。
Let's look another verse, John chapter 14.
十四章第六节。
14 verse 6.
六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。啊，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”哦，这里耶稣直接就说他就是真理啊。
Here, Lord Jesus said that He is the truth.
哦，他就是啊。他不但为真理做见证，他本身就是真理。
He not only testified to the truth, he himself was the truth.
这到底是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
耶稣他为真理做见证，他本身就是真理。
What does it mean that he testified to the truth, but he himself is the truth?
而且教会啊，就是为啊，就是真理的柱石。
And church is the pillar of the truth.
这个也是在圣经有记载哦。
This is also recorded in the Bible.
啊，我们来看哦这一段。我们去看啊，提摩太前书啊。
Let's turn to First Timothy.
三章。
Chapter 3.
十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
十五节，倘若我单年日久，你也可以知道，在神的家中当怎样行。这家是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。 哦，所以在这里呀、啊，让我们看到真理，哦，的重要性哦。
Here that we can see the importance of the truth.
哦，真理跟教会的关系。
And the relationship between the truth and the church.
哦，教会是真理的柱石。
Church is the truth, pillar and foundation to the truth.
耶稣基督就是真理。
And Lord Jesus Christ is the truth.
哦，所以一个教会啊，啊，如果他拥有耶稣基督。
So if a church has Jesus Christ,
哦，他就拥有真理。
Then it has the truth.
哦，什么叫做拥有耶稣基督？
So what does it mean to have Lord Jesus?
耶稣基督为真理做见证。
Lord Jesus testified to the truth.
换句话说，哦，一个教会如果传扬耶稣的真理。
In other words, if a church spread the gospel of the truth.
哦，也就是为耶稣做见证的这一本圣经。
And that is to say that it testified for this Bible.
那他就拥有基督。
Then this church has Christ.
他就拥有真理。
Then this church has the truth.
哦，为什么？
So why is that?
哎，为什么基督就是真理？
Why is it that Christ is truth?
哦，什么是真理？
What is the truth?
哦，真理是很抽象的东西。
Truth is something that's very abstract.
那我们可以从它的特性来做思考。
But we can tackle and think from various aspects of it. 哦，
真理是不会随着时空改变。
Truth is something that is not changed according to time.
哦，在以前是，在现在也是。
The truth existed in the past, also now.
哦，在将来也成立。
And it also is established in the future.
哦，在这里是，在别的地方也是。
A truth is stands here and elsewhere.
哦，这个叫做超越时空了。
And so it's not being limited by time and space.
那能够超越时空才能够称作是真理啊。
Only if something can surpass time and space, it's considered the truth.
这样讲或许我们觉得很抽象。
Perhaps you'll still think this is very abstract.
哎，有个故事谈到啊，啊，在以前有一个很出名的夫子，就是老师啊。
And there's a story telling us that in the past there was a teacher.
哎，他的学生呢、啊、就问他。老师啊，你能不能告诉我什么是真理？
And his one day his student asked him, "Teacher, can you tell me what is the truth?"
真理很抽象啊。
Truth is so abstract.
啊，这个老师啊，怎么告诉他？
And so what did this teacher answer?
啊，这个老师就指着那个大树底下的一块石头啊。
And so the teacher pointed to a rock underneath a tree.
哦，告诉他的学生。
And he told his student.
你有没有看到那一块石头？
He said, "Did you see that rock?"
他说哪一块啊？
And he says, which one?
哦，就是啊，我们经常在树底下乘凉，哦，我坐的那一块石头啊。
And he said, it's a rock that usually sit on when we sit underneath the tree.
说有啊，有啊。
And he says, yes, I remember.
老师说啊，你把它哦拿到街上去卖。
And he said that now you take that rock to try to sell it on the street.
哦，但是要记得，无论人家出多少钱哦，都不卖。
And you have to remember, no matter what price people offer to you, don't sell it.
这个学生呢、啊？满头雾水啊！他问老师什么是真理，老师叫他去卖石头。
And so, the student was confused. He asked teacher, "What is the truth?" But yet the teacher asked him to sell the rock.
哦，但是他还是照着做了。
But he did it anyway.
哦，拿着石头在市场上啊，就喊着说卖石头啊，卖石头。
So he carried this big rock and he was shouting that the rock is for sale.
哦，来往的人潮啊，哎，有的啊。啊，停下来看一看，到底是什么石头啊
？And so people passing by stopped and asked what kind of rock this is.
哦，怎么拿来卖？哦，是不是什么奇石、宝石啊
？They wonder what kind of precious stone it is that he's trying to sell.
哦，那有些人呢、啊，根本呢、啊、看都不看呢、啊，啊，走过去啊，心里还嘀咕着。啊、真的是哦，经济不景气到连这个石头都拿出来卖了。
And others pass by them and think to themselves that economy must be bad that he's selling a piece of normal rock.
哦，那这个时候啊，哎，有一个哈、哦，带着这个哈、哦、宝剑的侠士、啊，哎，来到这个哦这个学生的面前、啊、看着那块石头。
And there was a man that walked by in his suit and also with swords.
哎，这个石头啊，还蛮适合磨我的这个宝剑的、哦。
And he thought to himself, this rock is perfect for sharpening my sword.
哎，就问这个哈、哦，这个学生哈、哦，哎，兄弟啊，啊，这个五两银子卖不卖啊
？And so he asked this student, "Hey, would you sell it for 5 pieces of gold?"
哦，那这个啊、学生呢、啊，记着老师跟他说的话哈、哦，无论人家出什么价钱呐、啊，都不可以卖哦，所以他就回答说啊，
And、
不卖。
And the student remembered his teacher instructed to him to never sell the rock, and so he said that he won't sell it.
哦，那这个侠士啊，想一想啊，好吧，那十两你卖不卖？
And so this man thought to himself, fine, I will offer you 10 pieces. Would you sell it?
这个学生还是回答, 不卖。
And so this student answered, no, he won't.
这个侠士想一想, 算了。
And so this man thought to himself, forget it, so he left.
他就直到市场收市，再也没有人问了。
Until this market closed and nobody came to ask him.
那这个学生把石头搬回来啊。
And so the student brought the rock back home.
那个老师就问他今天怎么样啊。
And so the teacher asked him, how did your day go?
他告诉老师，有一个人要出10两银子，但是我说不卖。
And so he told his teacher that someone offered him 10 pieces of silver, but he refused to sell the stone.
那老师，你告诉我，跟我问你这个真理是什么，有什么关系？
And so he said, but please tell me, what does anything have to do with what I ask you?
老师就说，明天你把这个石头带到咱们镇上最有钱的这个曾员外家去卖给他。
And so he asked him that tomorrow take this rock to the most crowded place on the town to try to sell it.
这个老师就离开了。 And
so the teacher left.
这个学生隔天还是把石头带到这个曾员外家去了。 And
so the student followed his instructions and carried this rock out to try to sell.
这个曾员外很有钱，他的名字叫做曾有钱。
And this wealthy man was very rich.
那古时候人都有名号，他名叫万利，号叫大财。
And he has a nickname of somebody that's very wealthy.
所以你就知道他多有钱啊。And
from his nickname, everybody knows how rich he is.
他来到曾员外家就说明来意，我老师叫我把这个石头拿来卖你啊。
And so he came to this wealthy man's house and told him that my teacher asked me to sell this rock to you.
因为他的老师蛮有名声的，所以曾员外就特别看一看他带来的石头。
And because his teacher was very prestigious, so this wealthy man actually took the moment to look at the rock.
看一看他普通的一块石头啊。
And so he looked at this very ordinary rock.
没有什么稀奇。
There's nothing special about it.
想一想，可能这个老师是不是缺钱，所以来募款的了。And
so he thought to himself, maybe this teacher is short of money, is asking me to donate.
弄块石头，装个样子。And
he's trying to just pick any piece of rock, pretend to ask for a price.
好吧，50两。
And so he says, fine, I'll offer you 50 pieces of silver.
够意思了吧？
And that should be about right.
这个学生马上回答说不卖。
And so the student answered him, not enough.
不卖你拿来干什么？ 嫌少吗？
And so he asked, if you're not going to sell it, why bother bring it to me? Is it not enough for you?
好了，算我做善事，100两啊。
And he says that fine, pretend that I'm doing philanthropy. I offer you 100 silver.
不卖。
He says no.
那你拿回去。
And so the wealthy man told him to bring his rock back.
我最多出100两。
He says, the most I will offer you is 100 silvers.
这个学生又把石头给搬回来了。
And so the student then carried the rock back home.
告诉他老师，曾员外要出100两买这个石头。
And he reported to his teacher that this wealthy man offered him 100 pieces of silver.
老师就告诉他。
And so the teacher told him,
明天哦。 你把这个石头拿到县太老爷那边去卖。
And that tomorrow, carry this piece of rock to the governor's home tomorrow.
这个学生说，老师你要告诉我，这个跟我的问题有什么关系？
So the student asked him, please tell me, what does this have anything to do with the question I ask you?
你照着去做就好了。
But the teacher told him to just do as he said.
隔天就到县老爷那边去了。
And so the next day, he went to the governor's home.
那县老爷老早就耳闻，这个老师叫他学生在卖石头的这件事情。
And so, but this official already heard about this thing, this event that's going on.
那就问这个小徒弟。
And so he asked this young man.
有谁出过价？
He says, what kind of offer have you been getting?
有啦，昨天那个曾有钱员外出了100两啊。
And he said that yesterday a wealthy man offered me 100 pieces of silver.
我说不卖。
And but I did not sell the rock.
这个县老爷平常跟这个曾有钱员外暗中较力啊。
And this governor actually is very competitive when it comes to comparing to this wealthy man.
曾员外经常财大气粗哦。 让这个县老爷啊，这个脸上没有什么面子。
And because this wealthy man often gave this governor a hard time, embarrass him.
心里想说，好，那我就借着这个事情啊，好，挫挫他的锐气哦。
And so this governor thought that he's going to take this opportunity to embarrass him.
200 lbs.
And so he offered 200 pieces of silver.
不卖。
And he says no.
200 lbs不卖。
So he thought to himself, 200 pieces of silver, but he still won't sell it.
再怎么看还是普通的石头啊。
And he looked at this rock again, it really seems like a very ordinary rock.
但是啊，别有目的啊，因为想要挫挫这个曾员外的锐气啊，所以又加价了。好了，那400 lbs。
And but he thought he was trying to compete with the wealthy man, so he doubled and offered 400.
不卖。
And the student still refused to sell it.
我把我退休金都放下去了，你还不卖
？And he said that I put in all my retirement fund. You still won't sell it to me.
啊，我顶多就能400 lbs了。
And so he said this is the most I can offer to you.
啊，小徒弟又把石头搬回来了。
So the little apprentice carried the rock back home again.
哦，告诉啊他的老师啊说，那这个县老爷啊竟然要出价400 lbs买这个普通的石头。
And he told his teacher that the governor was willing to offer 400 pieces of silver to buy this piece of normal rock.
哦。老师又跟他说
，And so the teacher told him，
你明天哦拿到京城去卖给皇帝
，And that tomorrow take it into the capital and sell it to the emperor。
徒弟说，我才不敢呢。
And the student says that I dare not to do it。
这个是欺君大罪呀。
And this is cheating the emperor。
哦，这个要杀头的。
And that I might be killed for this。
你带去卖啊，保你没事的。
And the teacher told him that just take it as I said, I guarantee that you'll come back in peace。
好吧。但是老师啊，你总要告诉我，这跟我问你的问题有什么关系啊
？And so the student said, "Fine, but tell me, what does this have anything to do with the question I asked you?"
你照着做你就知道了。
And again, the teacher told him, "Just do what I said."
隔天哦，就开始啊啊，走了3天的路程哦啊，到了京城。
And the following day, he walked 3 days and went into the capital.
哦，那这个哦，老师卖石头的事情哦。老早就震惊哦，这个京城啦、啊，哦，大家都知道、啊，都在议论纷纷呐、啊。
And this news of the student and the teacher selling a piece of rock has already been heard, been spread all over the city.
一块石头竟然哦能够卖到400 lbs 哎。
And everyone's wonder how can a piece of ordinary rock be worth 400 pieces of gold?
哦，这个皇帝也很好奇，到底是什么样的石头会讲话吗？
Even the emperor was wondering what kind of rock is this? Can it talk?
哦，所以特别就接见了。
And so he accepted their invitation.
就一看呢，大失所望，是一个普通的石头。
So when the emperor saw this piece of rock, he was disappointed because it looks nothing special.
哦，本来啊很生气啊，想要哦打这个学生哦。打他50 lbs，把他轰回去、啊。
At first, he was very angry. He was gonna punish the student and send him back home.
旁边的宰相就说话了。
But the official standing next to him asked.
启奏皇帝啊，这万万不可这样做。
And he told the emperor, please don't punish him.
哦、啊，这个现在全天下都知道哦。这个石头啊，人家县老爷啊，这地方的七品官要出400 lbs买啊。
Because the entire city knows that even the governor offered 400 pieces of silver to buy this rock.
那皇上呢，如果不但不买，还打人家一顿哦，人家会笑说皇帝买不起啊，啊，恼羞成怒。
And so if you punish him and send him back home without buying this rock, people might start the rumor that you can't afford to buy the rock.
皇上想一想说，言之有理啊。
And so the emperor thought to himself that there may be some truth to this.
那怎么办？
And so what can he do?
皇上，你一定要想办法买下这一块石头啊。
And so he suggested the emperor to do anything possible to buy this piece of rock.
所以皇上啊，就对这个小徒弟说了。
And so the emperor told this little student.
本王啊。用500 lbs来买你这个石头。
And he said that I will offer you 500 pieces of silver.
不卖。
And the student says no.
哦，讲得有点害怕。
And even though he was shivering when he answered this.
皇帝说不卖，不卖啊，这个脸上无光啊。好吧，那1000 lbs 啊。
And the emperor was embarrassed, so he offered 1,000.
不卖。
And the student still answered no.
哦，1000 lbs 也不卖。
And he's wondering why he still didn't sell.
2000 lbs.
So he doubled 2,000.
最后加到5000 lbs 哦。
And he finally increased the price to 5,000.
再外加一个官位。
And,
让你老师来担当哦。
And plus also gave him an official position.
哎，你卖不卖？
And asked him, will you sell it to him?
你回去问问你老师好了。
And so he said, go back and ask your teacher, will he sell it?
一块石头能够卖到五千两，还加一个官位啊，这真是神经病哦。
And that it's a miracle that a piece of normal rock can be worth the 5,000 pieces of silver plus an official position.
啊，这个小徒弟啊，就把石头又搬回去了。
And so the student then carried the rock back home again.
哦，跟他的老师报告。
And so he reported to his teacher.
这个皇帝啊，是不是脑筋有问题？竟然哦，这个石头要用五千两，还加一个官位啊，要来卖。
And he said that this emperor is very strange. He offered him 5,000 pieces of silver to buy this piece of rock.
老师说，哈，这个老师就讲了，说啊，你把这个石头啊再搬回去了。
And so this teacher told him to carry this rock back.
哦，学生就想一想说，搬回去做什么？
And so the student thought to himself, why bother to do it?
放回原来的地方啊。
And he told him to put it back where it was.
然后呢?
Then,
然后我已经给你答案了。
And then you have your answer there.
什么是真理?
And so what is the truth?
这个故事在告诉我们什么?
And what is this story telling us?
同样一个石头。
That this is a piece of ordinary rock.
因着人的不同,时空的不一样。
Due to factors and time and space,
却有着天壤之别的价值。
That it has a different value.
这告诉我什么是不变的，什么是可变的。
And so this tells us what is not changing, constant, and what is changing.
真理也是这样。
Same with the truth.
真理不会改变。
Truth never changes.
不会随着时间跟空间来改变。
It will not change because of time and space.
那为什么说耶稣就是那个真理？
So why do we say that Lord Jesus is the truth?
我们来看圣经哦。
Let us turn to a Bible verse.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Book of John chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一节太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。第二节。
Two.
这道太初与神同在。然后跳过来看第十四节。
We'll skip to verse 14.
十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。这里在讲耶稣啊。
Here's talking about Jesus.
耶稣就是太初的道，就是神本身。
Jesus is the Word in the beginning. He was God Himself.
这个太初是指的什么？
So what does it mean in the beginning?
不是指的这个世界创造。
This is not just referring to the beginning of the creation.
是在这创造之前。
And this actually existed before the creation.
在这个时空被创造以前。
And this is prior to the existence of time.
叫做太初了。
And this is what it means in the beginning.
神就在了。
And in the beginning, God already existed.
他不但在时空以上。
He not only before the time.
他还道成了肉身在我们当中。
He also came down and lived among us in flesh.
来到时空之下。
He came down into the time.
时空之上，时空之下，他不变。
And before and after the existence of time, he never changed.
符合真理的这个特性。
And that fits the criteria or the characteristic of the truth.
所以耶稣就是这个真理。
And so Jesus is the truth.
如同他自己所说，他就是道路、真理、生命。
Just like what he said, he is the truth, the way, the life.
因为他永远不变。
Because he never changes.
那不但他不变。
Not only he never changes.
他所说的话也不变。
The words that came out of his mouth never changed.
他的应许也不改变。
His promise never changes.
那这本圣经就是为他做见证，记载他的言行跟承诺。
So this book, this Bible, it testifies for him, records all his actions and his words.
所以称作是真理。
And so this Bible is the truth.
那今天教会是真理的柱石。
Today, the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
我们刚刚谈到真理就是耶稣。
So earlier we mentioned that the truth is Jesus.
真理就是耶稣 的话，也就是圣经。
The truth is the word of Jesus, the Bible.
所以一个教会如果不讲耶稣，如果不讲圣经。
So if a church does not talk about Jesus, does not talk about the Bible.
就是没有真理。
Then that church does not have the truth.
那这个教会就 不是耶稣基督的教会。
Then that church is not the church of Christ.
就不是让人得救的教会。
It's not a church that brings salvation.
如果这个教会讲基督，讲圣经。
If this church talks about Jesus, talks about the truth.
圣经有的他讲，没有的他不加添。
And if the church only talks about what's in church and nothing added to it,
有的不删减，没有的不加添哦。
And it does not take anything out that is there or add anything that shouldn't be there.
原原本本，完完全全遵照圣经来，来讲。
If it is teaching is completely according to the teaching of the Bible,
来主张。
And to proclaim in such a way,
那这个教会就是真理的教会。
Then such a church is the church of truth.
我们想想看哦，今天有很多的教会，不一定是这样的教会。
Let us take a moment and think about this. There are many churches today, but not many are like this.
比如说圣经
有, such as the Bible.
圣经说的安息日。
Such as the Sabbath mentioned in the Bible.
圣经说的圣灵。
Or the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Bible.
圣经说的赦罪的洗礼。
Or the baptism of forgiveness.
圣经里都谈到这个不可以这个再次的犯罪得罪神。
Or it talks about not to sin or not to sin against God.
这不是所有的教会都愿意遵照。
These are not things that most churches willing to obey.
圣经里头没有的东西。
But there are some things that are not in the Bible.
没有说要为耶稣设一个生日。
And the Bible didn't tell us to have a birthday for Christ.
没有弄一个圣诞老人，也没有弄一只复活节的兔子。
And the Bible didn't tell us to create a Santa Claus or a bunny for Easter.
那今天呢，确实有很多的教会加添了这些东西进去。
But yet today there are many churches that added these cultures to the belief.
那这样就不是能够让人得救的教会。
And so these kind of churches cannot bring salvation.
来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew.
第七章。
Chapter 6, 7.
7马太七章。
Chapter 7.
来看二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节，凡称我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。这里讲得很清楚。
So it says very clearly here.
不是所有的人，所有承认耶稣，所有称主为主的人都能够进天国。
Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
那唯有遵行天父旨意啊。
But only he who does the will of my Father.
遵行圣经的教导。
That means to obey the teaching of the Bible.
这样的人才能进神的国。
Only such a person can enter into heaven.
也就是唯有遵行真理的人。
That means only those who obey the truth.
今天很多教会，很多这个基督的教会，基督教派，他们谈合一啊。
And there are many churches today that talks about unification.
所以啊，他们啊很喜欢联合举办一些活动。
So they like to unify and have a fellowship or activity together.
他们强调说只要谈基督的爱就好了。
So they emphasize that only talk about the love of Christ and that should be sufficient.
教会的合一是不是如同他们所说的。
But should the unification of the church be what they think?
我们还是要从圣经来看哦。
So we still have to find our answers in the Bible.
我们来看这个以弗所书啊。
Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。十四节。
14.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，又随从各样的异端。在这里告诉我们是在什么情况下合一啊。
And here tell us, under what circumstance can we have unity?
是在什么基础上合一的。
And what kind of foundation do we need to build our unity on?
真理。
It needs to be based upon the truth.
哦，不是在这个人的组织上合一。
It's not unifying based upon the organization.
不是在人的活动上合一的。
Or not be unified just on activities or
fellowship. 是在神的真道上合一啊。
But rather, we need to have unity based on the truth of God.
哦，这样才不会中了诡计。
Then we will not fall into temptations.
才不会随从异端。
That we will not follow the false teachings.
所以教会要有真理。
So the truth must exist in the church.
教会要高举基督。
The church must raise up the name of Christ.
教会要宣讲圣经。
The church must proclaim the truth in the Bible.
除此以外，
And besides all these,
没有其他的方法。
There's no other way to be saved.
所以得救的教会，
And so a church with salvation,
正确的信仰，
it must have the correct faith.
第一个条件，真理。
So the first criteria is that it must have truth.
刚刚一开始我们谈到希伯来书那边说，除了耶稣基督，除了真理之外，还有另外两个条件。
And earlier we mentioned the book of Hebrews, besides the truth, the Jesus, there are two other criteria.
第二个条件就是神的能力。
The second criteria is the power of God.
神他用神迹奇事百般异能来证明。
God testified through his wonders and miracles.
我们来看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
16章
Chapter 16.
我们来看15节
Verse 15.
15节他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。16节
16.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。17节
17.
信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼说新方言。18节
18.
所能拿蛇若喝了什么毒物也必不受害，所按病人，病人就必好了。我们跳过来看20节
20.
20节门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。阿们。在这里谈到说这个神迹的功用。
And here talks about the work of the miracles.
什么是神迹？
What is a miracle?
就是神的能力彰显。
And that is the manifestation of God's power.
那从这里我们看到可以医病赶鬼。
From here we can see that some of the miracle may include casting out demons, healing the sick.
来证明所传的道是真的。
And this is to testify that the truth they spread is right.
所以一个得救的教会，
So a church with salvation,
它有神的真理同在，
It must have the abidance of the truth.
它必有神的真，神的能力能够彰显。
Then the God's power can be manifested.
有一次小弟在跟一个其他教会的牧师在分享。
And once I was sharing with a pastor from a different church.
小弟就问这位牧师。
And so I asked this pastor.
你来美国30多年了。
That you came to the States for about 30 years.
你在教会服事也这么的久。
And that you served for a long time in the church.
你能不能分享一下在你这个服事的过程当中有没有看到神的能力彰显？
And I asked him, during your serving, during your time of serving God, can you share with me what kind of miracles have you witnessed?
这个牧师回我一句话说，你是说赶鬼是不是？
And so the pastor asked me, are you talking about casting demons?
小弟不知道他为什么马上就联想到赶鬼。
And I don't know why he immediately linked to casting of demons.
那接着他又说了。
And he also told me,
要赶鬼，你去赶，我才不赶呢。万一要跳到我身上，我就吓死了。
And then he said that if you want to cast out demon, you go for it. I'm too scared that it will come upon me.
如同这个使徒行传那边的记载这鬼这个不但没有赶出去还跳到人身上跳到赶鬼的人身上。
And this is recorded in the book of Acts that someone tried to cast out demon, the demon wasn't casted out. Instead, that person was possessed.
那这个时候小弟就很诚恳地跟他分享我们真耶稣教会神的能力。
And so at that time, I sincerely shared with him the power that we see in the church.
在我们教会有很多这个神的能力彰显。
In our church, there are many examples of a manifestation of God's power.
小弟就很简单地分享。
So I shared with him very briefly.
记得在纽约的教会。
I remember once in New York church.
有一个 这个叫谢雪梅的姐妹。
And there was a sister, Sister Shay.
好，那啊，她跟她的这个丈夫啊，都是从哦国内福建来的，他们都是福州人。
And the sister and her husband all came from mainland China, the Fujian province.
哦，那当时他们来美国的还不是信徒啊。
So when they came to the States, they weren't believers yet.
哦，是这个谢姐妹的爸爸妈妈是我们教会的信徒。
But the sister's parents were believers of our church.
那她为什么会来信耶稣？
And so how did she come to believe?
因为这个谢姐妹的爸爸得肝癌末期。
And it was, she came because her father would have, was having terminal, liver cancer.
哦，那个医院啊，宣告没有办法医治啊，叫她回家，哦。去等候啊，这个哦，这个生命结束的那个时刻来到。
So the doctors told her that it was incurable. Told her to go take him home to wait for death.
哦，那这个时候，他的邻居是我们教会啊，就把我们教会的福音传给他们。
And at that time, one of her neighbor was our member, so spread the gospel to her.
哦，所以他们因为信了主，哦，蒙神的能力恩典医治，病就好了。
Because they believed in the Lord healed his sickness and he was cured.
哦，所以特别啊，交代哦，即将前来美国的这个女儿跟女婿啊，你们到美国啊，一定要去信耶稣啊。
And so the parents told their daughter and son-in-law that when you come to the States, you have to believe in the Lord.
一定要到真耶稣教会去。
And that you have to go to True Jesus Church.
哦，那这一对啊，这个夫妻啊，来到美国，因为工作的忙碌啊，哦。虽然啊，曾经到过教会一两次啊，但是啊，后来啊，就很少来了。
And this couple, when they first came to the States, because they were so busy, they only came a couple of times and never came.
哦，直到后来啊。
And it wasn't until later.
哦，他这个太太啊，患了这个红斑性狼疮。
And that this the sister had infection.
哦，这个 lupus 哈、哦，这个红斑性狼疮哈、哦，那这个是没有药可以医的哈、哦，因为是免疫系统的疾病。
And the sister had lupus. Is something? It's an autoimmune disease that it couldn't be cured.
哦，只能吃这个类固醇来控制。
It can only be controlled by steroids.
哦，那、后来呀、啊，因为这样子，他们哦才有回到教会来聚会。
And it was for this reason they once again came back to church to believe.
啊，有一次小弟跟负责人要去探访他们。
There was once that I was about to go visit them with the board members in church.
哦、来到他们这个楼下哈、哦，按电铃啊，都没有人。
So I went to ring the doorbell, but nobody answered.
所以后来就打电话。
And so then we called.
哦，打他的手机呀。
We called her cell phones.
哦，对方接的。
And somebody picked up.
我们说我们在你楼下，你下来开门。
We told them that I'm at your door. Please come and open the door for us.
谢姐妹说，我现在不在家，我在救护车上面。
And the sister told us that I'm not home right now. I'm riding the ambulance now.
你怎么会在救护车上面呢？
And so how did she end up in the ambulance?
哦，她说到啊，哦，我的丈夫在外州工作。
And she said that her husband was working out of state.
哦，最近呢、啊，好像是感冒了。
And she thought that she had a little sickness.
我一直发烧。
She was having fevers.
吃药也没有用。
And it didn't go away even after taking medicine.
哦，烧烧退退哦。
And that she was having intermittent fever.
哦，今天呢、啊、受不了，所以哦，我只好打哦打这个。911哦，请救护车。
And so today she felt very ill, so she called 911 and asked for ambulance.
哦，我那你要去哪里个医院？她说她也不晓得。
And when I asked her which hospital you're going to, she didn't even know.
哦，我们说那你明天哦，你再打电话跟我们说你在哪个医院。
And so I told her to call me tomorrow to tell me which hospital she's staying at.
哦，所以哦，我们就到医院去看她。
And so the next day we went to visit her at the hospital.
哦，她先生也特别从外州赶回来。
And her husband also came.Back from out of states.
哦，啊，在医院哦，啊，住了一段时间呢。
She spent a period of time in the hospital.
哦，有一天呢、啊，小弟接到她丈夫打来的电话。
And one day I received a phone call from her husband.
传道，你赶快来。
And he frantically asked me to come to the hospital.
哦，我太太突然不讲话了。
And he said that she stopped talking all of a sudden.
哦、啊，眼睛往上掉了。
And that her eyes roll back.
现在在 ICU.
And now she's in ICU.
传道，赶快来。
And so he's asking me to come to the hospital.
我们就赶快赶过去了。
And so we of course rushed to the hospital.
哇，就看到哦一个医生呢、啊、在替他太太在做检查。
And we saw a doctor examining his wife.
哦，一边做记录一边摇头。
And while he's taking notes, he constantly shaking his head.
哦，拿个锤子敲敲膝盖，写一写又摇摇头。
And,
拿个手电筒照照眼睛，写一写也摇摇头。
And he took a hammer and checked her reflexes, and he shook his head. He checked her eyes. He again shook his head.
想要问他英文又不好。
So when I tried to ask him questions, I couldn't because my English wasn't so good.
哎呀，刚好啊，有一个当护士的姐妹来了。
And at the time, there was a sister that was a nurse.
请这个姐妹去问那个医生。
So I asked the sister to ask the doctor some questions.
姐妹告诉我们。
So the sister then told us.
医生说情况非常不好。
The doctor said that the situation is not so good.
就算不会死，也成为植物人。
Even if she doesn't die, she will be a vegetable.
话一刚讲完啊。那个先他的先生呢、啊，当场就大哭了。
And as soon as she told us she told us this news, her husband began crying.
哦啊，哇，抓着我的手啊，说：“传道，耶稣还会再给我们一次机会，是不是？对不对？”
And so he was grabbing onto my hand and asking me, "Would God give me one more chance?"
这次我们一定要洗礼的。
And he said that this time we will for sure be baptized.
我们一定要信耶稣啊。
That we will absolutely believe in God.
我也不知道该怎么回答他。
And at the time, I didn't know how to answer them.
哦，我也不晓得耶稣会不会还给他机会啊。
Because I don't know if God will give them another chance.
我只能告诉他说我会帮你祷告。
All I can say is that I will pray for them.
不要灰心。
That don't give up yet.
我们相信神是慈悲怜悯的。
That we believe our God is a merciful God.
哦，啊，从此哈，啊，我们还是继续呀、啊，帮他带祷啊，去医院探访。
And we continue to pray for them and visit them in hospital.
在医院一个月、哦、
They stayed at the hospital for a month.
每次小弟去看的时候，就看到他的先生、啊哦、坐在他太太旁边。
Every time I go visit them, I see her husband sitting by her bedside.
拿着家里有小孩的照片说、啊、你叫他太太啊啊、你看看啊女儿啊你赶快醒过来啊看看啊你的女儿啊。
And he would hold pictures of their kids and talk to her and said that, wake up and, you know, take a look at your daughter.
啊不然就是拿着赞美诗哦、啊、唱着那个不成调的哦那个诗歌啊、哦、唱给他太太听。
And well, and, or he will, sing, the praises or hymns, in broken phrases to her.
听了哦实在让人很心酸。
And that really broke my heart.
哦，因为他先生说，早上啊，我才跟我太太讲说啊，这次出院了，我们要把女儿接过来，我再也不跟你分开了。
And he told me that this morning he told his wife that when she wakes up, they will take their daughters to live with them and they will never be separated.
这么小的下午啊，就送到 ICU 里头啊，一句话都没有讲。
And he never thought that the same day she will be transferred to ICU and never spoken again.
哦，医生说不是死就是植物人。
And the doctor told them that the prognosis is bad.
他情何以堪？
And how can he accept such a truth?
所以只好、哦、不断地向神来祈求。
And so all he can do is continue to pray to God.
再给我一次机会。
He begged for one more chance.
哦教会不但帮他祷告，甚至有弟兄姐妹进食帮他祈求。
So the church prayed for them, and there are some brothers and sisters that also fasted and prayed.
感谢神，有一天呐、啊，他太太突然醒过来了。
And one day, thank God, his wife woke up.
哦，那时候他太太啊已经昏迷哦，而且、啊、都气切了、哦、靠机器在呼吸的。
And because his wife was unconscious and she was living on the ventilator.
醒过来了。
And all of a sudden she just woke up.
不但醒过来，什么事情都还记着。
Not only she woke up, she remembered everything that happened.
哦，因为之前哦，他太太啊，啊，把他家里的这个存款哦，移到另外一个银行了，密码他先生也不知道。
Because right before this, his wife transferred a large amount of money into a different account, and her husband didn't even know the passwords.
哦，钱也领不出来。
And so he couldn't get the money out.
哇，即使他的先生呢。
And his her husband was very nervous.
哦，醒过来，不但醒过来，密码都还记得。
So she woke up, and she also remembered all the passwords.
哦，很奇妙哦。
So it was a miracle.
那医生说，你看我医术多高明。
And so the doctor told them that he was so good at healing.
我心里在想。你不是说不是植物，不是死掉就是植物人吗？
And at the time, I thought to myself, didn't you just give us the prognosis that she'll either die or be a vegetable?
这是很真实的一个见证。
And so this is a real testimony.
哎，胡传道也认识那个谢雪梅姐妹哦。
And even Pastor Hu knows about the sister Shay.
哦，现在好像她自己开一个美容院。
And I think now she owns her own beauty store.
哎， 我们真教会充满着神的能力。
And so our true church has the power of God.
哎，有一次哦，这个在伊丽莎白教会。
And another time in Elizabeth Church.
哎，有一个姐妹。
There was a sister.
哦，当小弟啊啊被调到伊丽莎白，我对这个姐妹的印象就是她是重度忧郁症。
And when I first went to Elizabeth Church, the impression I have of the sister was that she was severely depressed.
哦，因为啊，所有的人跟我讲，她就是忧郁症。
Because everyone told me that she was depressed.
不但忧郁症的话，还有躁郁的倾向哦。
Not only she was depressed, she was anxious.
哦，因为她都不讲话。
And because she didn't speak.
哦，来教会啊，哦，也不能坐着听到哦，就是在那个餐厅啊，走过来走过去，走过来走过去。
So when she came to church, she couldn't sit still, listen to a sermon. She was also, she was always pacing back and forth.
啊，五分钟啊，就去弄那个微波炉哦，加热东西啊，再吃一次啊，五分钟又去弄啊，又吃这样。
So every 5 minutes, she'll go to the microwave, heat up food and eat. And every 5 minutes, she'll be doing something else.
不但忧郁症、躁郁症，还有强迫症。
And not only she was depressed, anxious, she was also paranoid.
我的印象就是这样。
And that was the impression I have of her.
啊，祷告的时候，哎，哦，她有时候会跪下。
And sometimes she would kneel down and pray with us.
啊，但是啊，都不讲话。
But she never spoke.
身体绷得紧紧直直的。
She would hold her hand and be very stiff.
小弟想说，哇，真可怜哦，这个忧郁症。
And so I thought to myself, how sad it is to have depression.
哦，那有一次哦，小弟。刚好在哦的安息日哈、哦，在这个教会领完会，要赶到北卡莱罗纳哦去探访信徒。
And one Sabbath after I led the service in Elizabeth Church, I was about to leave to go to North Carolina Church.、
哦、所以在下午安息日领会之前。
So before the afternoon service.
十分钟哦。
In about 10 minutes of time.、
哦、那个领事的开始在领啊。
And the hymn leader began to lead hymns.
这个姐妹走到前面。
So the sister walked to the front.
我第一次啊，听到她讲话的声音了。
And that was the first time ever that I heard her speak.
她跟我讲。
So she told me.
传道，我好想死。
She told me that, Pastor, I really want to die.
我心里的反应是说。
So what was my first reaction?
可能啊，哦，这个病情啊，哦，又加重了。
I thought to myself, maybe she is even more severe now.
哎呀，忧郁症啊，有这个自杀的倾向，我们都晓得。
Because we all know that sometimes people with depression have suicidal ideations.
我说我看看时间啊。
And so I looked at the time.
还有十分钟。
I have about 10 minutes left.
我说到祷告室。
And so I told her, let's go to the prayer room.
我说我就到祷告室了，跟她一起祷告了。
And so we both went to the prayer room and knelt down and prayed.
我就站起来要帮她按手。
When I stood up to lay hands on her.
她按手就是奉主耶稣圣名哈、哦、啊，如果病人我们都知道奉主耶稣圣名啊医治你。
And so I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I heal you.
但是至少不知道是什么原因哦。
And in that prayer, I don't know what reason it was.
我要按手，我就奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼撒旦出去。
I laid my hands on her and I said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I cast out demon.
我自己都觉得怎么会讲这个话？
And I immediately wondered to myself, why did I say that?
哇，这个很不好意思，人家生病给人家说赶鬼。
I felt really bad because she was sick and yet I just blurred out casting out demons to her.
很奇妙的哦。
But it was very miraculous.
当场这个姐妹灵言就出来了。
And immediately, that sister began to speak in tongues.
哎，我不知道她有圣灵。
And so I didn't even know that she had the Holy Spirit.
因为她每次祷告都是直直的，都不讲话了。
Because every time she prayed, she was very stiff and she never spoke.
啊，时间差不多了，我就按铃哦，就结束。
And so when it's about time, I rang the bell and we stopped.
啊，这个姐妹说，传道谢谢你。
And the sister told me, thank you, Pastor.
我觉得好一点了。
And that she already felt better.
啊，是啊，就一直觉得好像事情没结束啊。
But I felt that it wasn't the end yet.
哦，之后我到北卡去。
And after the service, I went to North Carolina.
大概七点多，我的手机响了。
About 7 o'clock in the evening, my cell phone rang.
我负责人打电话来。
And the board member called me.
说传道，这个姐妹现在在医院。
And the board member told me that the sister now is in the hospital.
我们都在医院这里。
And they were all at the hospital with her.
我说情况怎么样？
So I asked him about the situation.
这个弟兄哦，告诉我，传道，你有没有看过《大法师》那一部电影啊？
And this brother asked me if I've seen a certain movie.
我说有啊。他说哦，除了头没有360度这样转哦，其他什么都有了。
And just like the movie Exodus, except the head didn't turn 360, it was everything like it. And that she was making faces and it was scary.
我说, 你们有没有祷告?
And I told them, I asked them, did you guys pray?
我们被医生赶出来了。
And they said that they were being casted out by the doctors.
我们祷告太大声了。
Because they prayed too loud.
那医生怎么讲?
So what did the doctor tell them?
医生啊, 跟他的先生说, 送精神病院。
The doctor told her husband to send her into a psychiatry ward.
我就说了,
And so I told them to first contact the deacons in church.
啊, 那我明天哦, 结束我就赶回来。
And so as soon as it ends tomorrow, I will come back.
好, 啊, 等我回去哦, 我就到他家了。
And so as soon as I came back, I went straight to their house.
哦, 我看到这个姐妹, 向着我走了过来。
I saw the sister coming directly towards me.
就在那边讲, 不见啦, 不见啦。
And that she was dancing and telling me, it's all gone, it's all gone.
我说什么东西不见了?
And so I wondered to myself, what is it that's all gone?
哦, 这个时候, 弟兄姐妹啊, 就有人就问了。
And so there was a brother or sister that asked him.
哦,
he said that in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you.
你们有几个人? 有几个,不是人啊。
How many of you are in there?
不告诉你。
And she said that I won't tell you.
奉主耶稣圣名说。
And so they said that in the name of Jesus Christ, I make you speak.
一个, 两个, 五个, 八个, 你们怕了吧?
And so the sister then said, 1, 2, 5, 8, you should be scared now.
另外一个, 有一个工人就问, 你为什么要来欺负我们的姐妹?
And so another worker asked the demons, why do you come and take advantage of our sister?
哇, 我最气他了, 我最气这一家人了, 老是叫人信耶稣。
And so the demon answered that I hate this family because they always ask people to believe in God.
Oh, 我心里想说，有时候这鬼讲的话不一定要信哦，你也要听哦，他鬼话连篇讲给你听。
And so I thought to myself that you can't believe what demon tells you.
哦，所以我说我们祷告。
And so I suggest that we all kneel down and pray.
我们叫耶稣来。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
哦，不要，我最怕耶稣。
And so the demon said that, please don't, because I'm afraid of Jesus.
大家就祷告了。
So everybody kneeled down and prayed together.
她又这样，哇，全身僵硬。
Then again, she stiffened up her body.
哦，我们就起来哦，奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼。
And so I stood up and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out demons.
迫切的祷告。
So we pray earnestly.
哦。 啊，没有多久，她就软了。
So after a while, her body is not as stiff.
她就跪着跟我们一起祷告。
So she knelt down and prayed with us.
我们知道那个力量跑掉了。
So I know that the demon already went out.
哎，然后就停了。
And so we eventually concluded the prayer.
就问她。
And so I asked her.
家里好像有什么东西没有干净哦。
I asked her, is there anything unclean in your house?
因为这对夫妻从南洋来的哈啊。 做人非常好，所以很多朋友送他很多稀奇古怪的，这个古玩啊，或者是什么纪念品。
And because these couple came from Asia, many family and friends gave them gifts that may have idols.
就问他说，你觉得，你对哪个东西你害怕？
And so I asked her, what is it that you are afraid of?
他指着旁边的茶几，有一尊，那个，就是。 好像雕成，好像有一个渔夫抱着一只鱼，但是是用那个抽象的那种雕刻的方式雕的。
And so she points to a sculpture that's on her table that looks like a fisherman holding a fish, but it's an abstract sculpture.
我最怕这一个。
And so she said, I'm afraid of this.
自从这个东西拿到来到我们家，我就很害怕。
Ever since the sculpture came to my house, I became very afraid.
你再说一次。
And so I asked her to tell me again.
我最喜欢这个啦。
And then she changed immediately and said that I love this sculpture.
诶, 声音就不一样。
So her voice changed.
哦, 你为什么喜欢这个?
So when I asked, why do you like this?
哦, 这个好多人拜他哦, 他可以保佑人抓好多的鱼哦。
And so the voice told me that many people worship this sculpture because the sculpture protects fishermen to catch many fishes.
哦，我就知道。 那个又跑回来，然后那个邪灵又进来了。
And that's when I realized that the demonic power spirit came back into her body.
哦，又开始祷告。
And so we prayed again.
哦，就这样，反反复复，进进出出。
And so we prayed and went back and forth many times.
哦，我们把这个，他先生拿了一个大的垃圾袋来，哈。 什么东西啊，通通啊，丢到垃圾袋去了。
And so finally, her husband brought a big trash bag and threw everything in the trash.
哦，这个宁可哦。要灵命哦，不要那个古董了。
And they rather have their spiritual life intact than to preserve antiques.
哦，传道，你通通给我带走。
And so they asked me to bring everything away from them.
哦，所以我把它通通拿走。
So I took all the sculptures away.
哦，那我们会发现说，这个力量哦越来越衰弱，但是啊，就是进进出出哦会来干扰。
So we notice that even though the demonic power is less intense, but yet it never went away.
那到底为什么？
And so we wonder what that is, why that is.
哦，后来啊，小弟啊，就想起说，哎，哦，有时候哈，有一些人哈，这个生病吃这个药哈，哎，药有问题哈。
And then I realized that sometimes when people are sick, they take medications. There may be some issues with the medicine.
哦，所以我就问说，您。哦，他是吃什么药
？And so then I ask her, what kind of medicine are you taking?
他说他是吃中医啊，哈，那个中医开的药。
And so she said that she's taking Chinese medicine.
哦，还不便宜耶。
And it's very expensive.
哦，一帖药好像三十几块哦。
So a portion is about $30.
哦，他就是吃这个。
And so she said that's what she's taking.
他以前就吃这个药吗？
So did she? I asked, did she take this medicine before?
他说没有啊，最近才又回去这个医生啊。
And so she said, no, just recently she went back to the Chinese doctor.
我说哪一个医生？
So I asked her which doctor it was.
三年前去看的那个医生。
She said that it's a doctor that she saw 3 years ago.
我三年前，他生病不是从三年前开始吗？
And so then I asked him, didn't you start becoming sick about 3 years ago?
对啦，就是从我给这个医生看哦，他说什么用气功要帮他灌顶医病，就开始了。
And so she said that the illness started after this doctor saw her and said that he would heal her by qi.
哦，我说哦，那可能就出在这个气功的问题啦。
So then I realized that maybe the problem started from this healing.
哦，因为有些哦所谓的气功啊是跟灵界有关系的。
Because sometimes the qi has to do with spiritual realm.
哦，不是啊，我们单纯所想的就只是一个健身的这个哦有氧运动，跟这个不太一样哦。
And it's not just the exercises or qi exercises that we are familiar with.
哦，所以我说你把药拿给我。
And so I asked her to give me all the medicine.
哦，不要吃了。
I told her to stop taking them.
那最后一碗，最后命都快没了，最后一碗。
And she said that she has one more portion left, and I said you're about to lose your life.
通通丢掉。
And I asked her to throw everything away.
可能真的找到原因。
And perhaps we finally found the real reason.
哦，当那天晚上把药丢掉。
So after that night, we threw away all the medicine.
马上就好。
She was healed immediately.
哦，那个破口堵起来。
And we have sealed the problem.
好到哦，你根本不敢相信啊，她变成一个人呢。
She was healed to a point where it was a completely different person.
完全的好，还可以回去工作，她是当护士的哦。
She was completely healed and she went back to work as a nurse.
哦，她做见证说她被魔鬼捆绑三年。
So she testified and said that she was being bound by the evil spirit for about 3 years.
哦，感谢神哦，神释放她。
And thank God, God has released her.
哦，这个也是真实的见证。
And this is a true testimony as well.
所以在我们教会里头，有太多这个神的能力彰显。
So in our church, there are too many examples of the manifestation of God's power.
哦，医病也好，赶鬼也好。
Healing the illness, casting out demons.
在我们喜瑞都教会就有很多的见证啊。
There are many such examples in our Cerrito Church.
哦，所以很多哦，其他这个基督教会的基督徒啊，很讶异我们真耶稣教会的信徒，见证说不完。
And there are other believers from other denominations were very surprised by the countless number of testimonies we have in our church.
因为这是神的教会。
Because this is the truth, the church of God.
神用他的神迹奇事来见证所传讲的道是真的。
God testified that the truth we spread is the truth by his testimonies and his miracles.
哦，那最后就是那个神的灵了哦。
Then finally, the third criteria is the spirit of God.
好。什么是神的灵？
What is the spirit of God?
就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是耶稣基督的灵。
Holy Spirit is the spirit of Jesus Christ.
就是神的灵。
That is the spirit of God.
哦，那这个圣灵啊，是耶稣基督在要跟门徒分离之前所应允给门徒的。
And this Holy Spirit was promised to the disciples before his departure.
哦，在这个约翰福音的十四章啊。
This is recorded in John chapter 14.
十六节。
Verse 16.
哦，十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。十七节。
17.
就是真理的圣灵。哦，在这里告诉我们，耶稣基督啊，应允门徒，哦，他要赐下保惠师，就是真理的圣灵。
Here tell us that Lord Jesus has promised to send the Counselor, that is the Spirit of Truth.
要跟他们同在。
And to be abide with them.
就是永远的同在。
To be with them forever.
哦，这个就是圣灵哦的应这个的来哦，圣灵应许圣灵的由来哦。
And this is the origin of the promise of the Holy Spirit.
哦，那这个应许的圣灵啊，有什么样的？哦，这个功用啊。
So what are the functions of this promised Holy Spirit?
为什么那么重要？
Why is it so important?
哦，第一个哦。
First of all,
啊，在这个十六章，约翰福音十六章啊。
In John verse 16.
哦，十二节那里。
John chapter 16 verse 12.
我有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。十三节。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来的，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事情告诉你们。哦，这里谈到说，这个真理的圣灵啊，要带人明白真理，进到真理。
Here tell us that the Spirit of Truth will come and guide us into the truth.
因为他本身就是神。
Because itself is God.
哦，所以他当然知道。哦，这个神的话当然知道神。
So he knows the word of God and he knows God himself.
哦，在这个哥林多前书的第二章那里啊。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哦，这里也告诉我们哦。啊，第二章哦。
Chapter
2. 第九节。
Verse 9.
九节，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。第十节。
10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。十一节。
11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。哦，在这里啊，谈到说这个圣灵参透万事。
And here tell us that the Spirit searches all things.
哦，啊，能够明白神的事。
And it knows about the things of God.
今天为什么光一个基督教有那么多成千上万的教派？
And today, why is it that there are so many denominations existed within Christianity?
哦，是因为啊，对圣经神的话语、神的真理的解释不一样。
And this is all because each of them have their own explanation of the truth of God.
为什么会变成解释不同？
So why are there different explanations?
因为没有神真理的圣灵的带领。
Because they don't have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以只好用推理的，哦，用想象的。
So they only rely on their imaginations, their deductions.
哦，用人的哲学，用人的哲理。
They rely on the philosophies.
来分析。
To try to analyze the truth.
来讲解。
And to explain the truth.
哦，所以才会造成不同的解释。
And that's why it resulted in different explanations.
这些不同的解释变成不同的教义。
And so different explanation then became different denominations.
这都是教派的由来。
And this is the origin of various denominations.
所以要回归到真理里头，哦，就是要借着圣灵，真理圣灵的帮助。
So we have to rely on the guidance and the help of the Holy Spirit to return back to the truth.
所以为什么要得圣灵？
And that is the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit.
你读圣经，读神的话才读得懂啊。
Then with the Holy Spirit, it can help you understand the truth of God.
不然你读不懂。
Otherwise, you will never understand.
哦，所以圣灵让我们明白真理。哦。
So the Holy Spirit helps us understand the truth.
哦，那再来呀。圣灵哦，啊，也是哦，帮助我们哦，啊，来祷告。
Moreover, Holy Spirit also helps us pray.
哦，我们来看这个罗马书啊。
Turn to Book of Romans.
罗马书的第八章。
Chapter 8.
二十六节。
Verse
26. 二十六节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。二十七节。
27.
鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。 哦，在这里说圣灵帮我们祷告哦。
Here tell us that the Holy Spirit prays for us.
而且照着神的旨意在替我们祷告。
And it's praying for us according to the will of God.
所以为什么圣灵的祈祷那么有功效，那么有能力？
And this is the reason why the prayer with Holy Spirit is so powerful.
因为都是照着神的旨意来替我们代求。
Because it's praying, interceding for us in accordance with God's will.
哦，所以圣灵很重要。
And that's why the Holy Spirit is so important.
再来，我们看同样第八章哦。
Then let's look at chapter 8.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因为我啊，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。十六节。
16.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。圣灵。证明我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit Himself testified that we are God's children.
哦，我们是神的儿女，不是用嘴巴讲讲啊，你要有证明嘛。
We are God's children. It's not something we proclaim with our mouth. We have to have proof.
如果今天呢，有一个小孩跑出来叫你爸爸。
Today, if a child comes up to you and call you father,
你认不认他？
Will you recognize that child as your son?
要拿证明啊，不然去验这个 DNA 看看是不是我生的。
Of course, you have to have proof, or else we need to test your DNAs.
哦，那这个圣灵啊，证明我们是神的儿女啊。
But the Holy Spirit proves that we are children of God.
圣灵就是神本身嘛。
Because the Holy Spirit is God Himself.
哦，所以他能够证明我们是神的儿女。
So He can testify we are God's children.
既然是神的儿女
，Since we are God's children，
就有资格继承神的产业。
Then we have the right to receive His inheritance.
我们来看，以弗所书哦。
Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
以弗所书一章
Ephesians chapter 1
14节
Verse 14
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据、哦、只等到神之名被赎使他的荣耀得到称赞、哦、在这里谈到圣灵是我们得基业的证明、哦、
And here talks about how Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance、
哦、所以我们想想看这个圣灵啊何等的重要跟宝贵
So let's think about how precious and wonderful the Holy Spirit is、
哦啊，他证明我们是神的儿女。
Because it testifies that we are God's children.
它是承受产业的证明。
It's a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
让我们明白真理。
It helps us realize the truth.
哦，而且呀、啊，他帮助我们祷告。
And also, He can help us pray.
所以为什么我们那么样强调要得到圣灵
？And that's why we emphasize so much the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以圣灵啊，就是神本身。
And the Holy Spirit is God Himself.
哦，那圣灵啊。哦、更是我们属神的证明、哦、
Holy Spirit is the proof that we belong to God、
哦、人如果没有神的灵、哦、没有基督的人就不属于基督、啊、
If we don't have the Spirit of God, we don't belong to God、
哦、那今天呢、啊啊、我们如果没有圣灵如果我们归入的教会没有圣灵
So today if we have returned to church yet we don't have the Spirit
那怎么说是属于基督呢
How can we say that we belong to Christ
罗马说同样第八章啊
In Romans chapter 8
第九节
Chapter 8 verse 9
如果神的灵住在你们心里你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督的、哦、这里很明显告诉我们哦
So here, tell us very clearly.
我们说我们属基督。
We say that we belong to Christ.
我们是神的儿女。
That we are God's children.
我们能够继承神的产业。
And we claim that we can receive the inheritance.
你有什么证明
？So what is it your proof?
圣灵就是证明。
The Holy Spirit should be your proof.
为什么我们要得证明
？So why do we need to receive the Spirit?
那现在又另外一个问题了。
And here's another question for you.
那什么叫做得圣灵
？What does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit?
哦，我们来看，哦，这个主耶稣啊。应许门徒得圣灵、哦、在这个五旬节圣灵真的降临了
And let's take a look Jesus promised the disciples that they will receive the Holy Spirit and it indeed came on the day of Pentecost、
哦、那个情况是怎么样
So what was it like back then?、
哦、使徒行传的第二章
Acts chapter 2
第二章第一节
Chapter 2 verse
1一节说五旬节到了门徒都聚集在一处第二节
2.
忽然从天上有响声下来好像一阵大风吹过充满他们所坐的屋子三节
3.
又舌头如同火焰显现出来分开落在他们个人头上四节
4.
他们就被圣灵充满按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来五节
5.
那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来 住在耶路撒冷。六节。
Six.
这声音一响，众人就都来聚集。个人听见门徒用众人的相谈说话，就甚纳闷。七节。
Seven.
都亚惊讶稀奇说：“看啊，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？”八节。
Eight.
我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的相谈呢？我们跳过来看。第十一节
，skip to verse 11。
十一节，格利底和亚拉伯人都听见他们用我们的相谈讲说神的大作为。十二节
，twelve。
众人就都惊讶，猜疑彼此说这是什么意思呢？十三节
，thirteen。
还有人讥笑说啊，他们无非是新酒灌满了、啊。十四节
，fourteen。
彼得和十一个使徒站起来高声说。犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我们的话。好，在这里呀、啊，谈到说圣灵降临的，哦，第一次降临的现象。
And here describe the phenomenon the day that the Holy Spirit first descended.
我们都用祷告在等候圣灵的降临。
So with prayer, they waited for the descension of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit was poured down.
哦，他们身体会震动哦。
Their body
看得见的外在的哦。
So physically, you can see that their body begin to shake.
哦，所以啊，有一些人就以为他们这些人喝醉酒了。
And some might think that they are too drunk.
哦，那再来呀、啊，可以听得见的、啊。
And then you can also hear their prayers.
哦，听到他们讲话啊、哦。
And their voices can be heard.
讲哦，讲出啊这些归国的犹太侨民他们侨居地的话。
And they begin to speak in their own native language.
算一算十五个地方啊。
And they're about people coming back from 15 different places.
哦，门徒啊，讲十五个国家的话。
And so can the disciples speak 15 different languages?
门徒变成语言天才吗？
So are these disciples talented in languages?
不是了。
That's not the case.
是神开启这些回国的犹太侨民的耳朵了。
It was because God opened the Jews that had returned to the Jerusalem.
听成自己侨居地的话。
So that they were able to understand the Holy Spirit in their native language.
哦，如果说哦，我们在座的哦，一个讲广东话啊，一个讲英文，一个讲台湾话，一个讲国语。
So let's say those sitting among us speak Cantonese, mainly Mandarin, English.
同时讲。
And that you speak at the same time.
请问你听得出大家在讲什么？
How can you can I ask you if you can understand what everyone is saying?
闹哄哄的怎么听得清楚？
It would be so loud and noisy. How can you understand?
哦，所以可见不是门徒讲侨居地的话哦，而是圣灵开了这些回来过节的犹太侨民的耳朵，让他听成自己侨居地的话。
So it wasn't because the disciples were able to speak different languages. It was because God opened those fearful Jews so that they can understand the Holy Spirit in their own languages.
那门徒讲什么话？
So what were they saying?
哦，这说舌头如同火焰显现出来啊。
And the tongue appeared like 12 fire.
哦。他们说被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话。
And that with the Holy Spirit, they were able to speak in other tongues.
哦，就是说起哈、哦、这个 tongue 哈、哦、，speak in tongue 哦，就是说起这个啊听不懂的哦，这个舌音啊、哦。
And so they were able to speak in tongues that others cannot understand.
哦，这是外在看得见的，听得到的。
And this is something physical that they could see and hear.
身体会震动。
Their body began to move.
舌头会跳动。
And their tongues will move.
那内在呢？
So what happens on the inside?
哦，啊，当这些哦人在议论这些门徒啊。
So as people were discussing what happened to the disciples.
彼得和十一个使徒啊，哦，停了下来，站起来解释啊。
So the Peter and the 11 disciples stood up.To explain to the people.
为什么他们要停下来解释？
So why do they have to stop to explain to the crowd?
因为他们知道有人在议论他们啊。
Because they realize that people are talking about them.
所以可见他们的内在哈，这个精神状态是清醒的。
From there, you can see that they were conscious.
哦，而且可以停下来的哦，可以控制的。
That they can control themselves and stop the prayer.
哦，所以外在是身体震动，舌头讲出。哦，这个卷舌音哈、哦，这个跳动的舌音。
So on the outer appearance, you can see that they are moving and they are speaking an unknown tongue.
哦，在内在哈、哦，意识是清醒的哦，而且可以控制的。
But on the inside, they are very aware and conscious, and they are able to control themselves.
哦，今天有很多所谓的灵恩派的教会，他们也强调他们有圣灵。
And there are many spiritual denominations that claim that they have the Holy Spirit.
哦，甚至在电视上也有转播啊。
And you can even see it on the televisions.
但是我们看到他们所谓得圣灵哦，跟这个《使徒行传》圣经的记载不一样。
But when they receive the Holy Spirit, it's very different from what's described here.
哦，他们有些是摔倒在地上的。
Because some of them will fall to the ground.
哦，甚至啊，抽筋流口水。
And others might drool.
哦，形状啊很痛苦。
They appear to be in pain.
没办法控制。
They can't control themselves.
哦，失去意识的。
They will become unconscious.
跟这里《使徒行传》所记载的完全不一样。
And it's completely different from what's described in the book of Acts.
小弟也遇过哈啊，这个所以说灵恩派的教会的信徒来我们教会。
I've also seen the denomination, the spiritual denomination members that come and visit our church.
哦，他说哦，那个圣灵要来哦，都不通知一下。
And they would say that when the Holy Spirit come, I never have any notice ahead of time.
哦，好几次啊，他在高速公路开车哦，那个圣灵突然来了。
And he said that there are times that he's driving on the freeway and the Holy Spirit would suddenly come upon him.
哦，他哭得稀里哗啦的，眼睛都睁不开啊，
and that he,
快要出车祸了。
And that he would cry so hard that he would nearly get into car accidents.
哦，赶快啊，开这个紧急哦，这个双黄灯哦，然后停到路肩去啊。
And so he would flash his emergency light and park on the side.
哦，等到这个灵走了啊，他才能够恢复。
And so he has to wait for the Holy Spirit to pass before he can start driving.
这个就不是圣灵哦。
And that is not the Holy Spirit.
哦，因为圣灵不是这样。
Because that's not the way Holy Spirit works.
哦，那还有哦。
And there are other examples.
也有这个哈，其他这个哈，这个所谓的哈啊灵恩派的教会是说啊这个哦啊圣灵我也得过了。
And there are other churches say that I also received the Holy Spirit before.
哦，我到那个祷告山去祷告哈。
I went up to the prayer mountain.
哦，得到了。
I received it.
说现在呢
？So I asked him what happens now.
哦，我忘记把它带下来了。
And he'll say I forget to bring it down the mountain with me.
哦，那我等。等到我下次再上山啊，再把它带下来。
And he'll say that I'll remember to bring it down next time I go up again.
那从我们刚刚读的哈，主耶稣应许给门徒的是永远同在的圣灵。
But the verses we read, we know that the Holy Spirit promised to the disciples will be with them forever.
哦，不会说在这里有啊，出去就没有了。
It will not be here only and leave them when they leave the room.
哦，所以这些都可以提供我们一个方向。
And so all these help us with a direction.
来判断。什么叫做得圣灵
？It helps guide us to decipher what does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，因为我们知道圣灵很重要。
Because we all know that the Holy Spirit is very important.
哦，所以如果一个教会
，So we know that if a church
它有神的真理
，has the truth of God，
它有神的能力
，has the power of God，
它有神的圣灵
，has the Holy Spirit of God。
哦，而且是三个都必须要具备哦。
And it has all three criteria.
传道我有两个可不可以？不行。
So it's not enough if you only have two out of three criteria.
一定要三个都全备。
You must have all three.
这样才是神的教会。
Then such a church is a church that belongs to God.
才是得救的教会。
Is a church with salvation.
才能让我们建立正确的信仰。
And that church will help us build a correct faith.
我们亲爱的朋友。
So our dear friends.
真耶稣教会就具备这三样的要件。
True Jesus Church has all three criteria.
哦，别的教会怎么样？小弟不知道。
I don't know what happens in other churches.
那我知道这个真耶稣教会有了。
But I know that the True Jesus Church has all three.
如果你觉得说啊，再到处去找很麻烦，不妨哦，你就在这个教会啊。
If you think it's too much trouble to look for the True Church, we invite you to stay here with us.
你去体验。
We invite you to stay to experience for yourself.
你去查考。
To study for yourself.
哦，你一定会得到答案的。
And you will surely find your answers.
你一定能建立你正确的信仰。
Then you will be able to build your correct faith.
我们现在就来证明哦。
And we'll now prove it.
哦，我们要得救的。
Will seek to be saved.
要进神国的。
And those of us who want to enter into heaven.
要得圣灵的。
Wants to receive the Holy Spirit.
都到前面来。
Please come forth.
哦，我们来向神来求证。
And together we'll pray for a proof from God.
哦，同样的，我们跪下来，用我们虔诚的心来祷告。
We'll kneel down and pray with an earnest heart.
我们第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing we say is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
然后我们情辞迫切的向这一位神来祈求祷告。
And so when we pray earnestly to this God,
来赞美他,
and we also praise Him,
念哈利路亚赞美耶稣,
so we say, Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
我们专心地祷告,
and we concentrate in our prayers.
心里向神祈求,
in our hearts, we pray to God completely.
嘴巴念着哈利路亚赞美耶稣,
and with our lips, we say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你会得到你的答案,
you will surely receive your own answer.
你会得到你所要的,
you will find what you are seeking for.
一起祷告,
let us pray together.